morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The reasons for quitting tobacco are really adding up. If higher cigarette taxes have you thinking about quitting, multiply your chances of success with free help. The Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline offers free services designed to help you quit your own way. When you're ready to subtract tobacco from your life, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit okhelpline.com. If you have sooner care, talk with your doctor about your quitting benefits. The Helpline is brought to you by TSET and Sooner Care.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Panhandle rancher Britt Hilton was appointed yesterday to the State Board of Agriculture by Governor Mary Fallon to serve out the remaining term of the late Joe Mayer, who passed away earlier this year in May. Fallon remarked during her announcement that Hilton comes from a family with a long tradition of agriculture and is familiar with the issues and needs facing our state's farmers and ranchers. Hilton, who owns and manages a cow-calf and stocker operation, in addition to growing wheat and sorghum in Gate, Oklahoma, says it was an honor to receive the governor's appointment. Farming and ranching is important in our state, he said. I have a strong interest in the beef sector, but look forward to helping strengthen our state's diverse and thriving agriculture industry. Although he will begin his term immediately, final confirmation by the state Senate is still required. Hilton's term will expire in April of 2022. Also yesterday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture released its latest crop progress report, according to which the U.S. corn crop is denoted as being 17% complete in its silking stage, above 9 last year and 8 for the 5-year average, with a current condition rating this week of 6% poor to very poor, 18 fair, and 76% good to excellent. Meanwhile, 27% of the national soybean crop is reported to be blooming, well ahead of both the previous year at 17% and the 5-year average of 13%, with a condition rating currently of 6% poor to very poor, 23 fair, and 71% good to excellent. Winter wheat's condition across the U.S. stands this week at 34% poor to very poor, 29 fair, and 37% good to excellent, with 51% of the crop harvested at this time, on par with this time last year and just ahead of the 5-year average by 2. Looking at our three-state region across the southern plains this week, in Oklahoma, winter wheat harvested reached 98% this week, up 4 points from the previous year. Wheat's condition in Oklahoma rates this week at 62% poor to very poor, 28 fair, and 10% good to excellent. In Kansas, winter wheat condition rated 16% very poor, 30 poor, 37 fair, 15 good, and 2 excellent. Winter wheat mature was 97%, near 94 last year. Harvested was 71% this week, near 69 last year, and ahead of 63% for the 5-year average. And across Texas, wheat harvest is winding down in the high plains, with some producers in the Edwards Plateau getting their fields ready for planting small grains, while dryland cotton in the meantime had little emergence in the high plains this week, unlike irrigated cotton, which continued to progress. Winter wheat condition in Texas this week rates 50% poor to very poor, 31 fair, and 19% good to excellent. Wheat harvest reached 80% this week, near the average of 83 and behind last year by 12. As always, you can find those complete crop progress reports up on our website by clicking over to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You got farm news on Ron.
Hi, I'm Lance Brown, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. My family and I take pride in providing you and your families with safe, wholesome, and let's not forget, delicious dairy foods. Join us in celebrating all things dairy this June Dairy Month. Learn more about dairy farm families and get to know the people behind your milk at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.